faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman faces the supreme test of his existence as the forces about him rocket him up and away, far into the stratosphere of restored memory.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! It's now or never. Today is the last day I'll be telling you how that you can get the genuine Army money belt Kellogg's Pep has for you. So grab yourself a pencil and jot down all the dope. This is the real thing. A United States Army money belt, same as the GI's wore. It's something that you don't want to miss. It's terrific. It has three secret compartments, a safe hiding place for your money, identification, letters, and photos. No chance of anybody finding out what you're carrying because there's a special flap that folds over on the inside, hides the pockets, so you're the only one who knows about them. You can wear this money belt under your coat or your jacket or on the outside, around your waist or slung over your shoulder. This is the genuine Army article in real khaki color with a full-size buckle, adjustable so it's sure to fit any size waist. Now, GIs paid a dollar for theirs, but you get yours for only 10 cents and one box top from a package of those crisp whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep. That's a bargain you may never get again. Mail one dime and one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This is the very last day of this offer, so don't get left out. Send your order in right away. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Becoming a famous baseball pitcher while suffering loss of memory, Superman was captured again by Big George Latimer and taken to a secluded farmhouse. There, a former Nazi doctor named Marsh fed him liquefied kryptonite, a strange metallic substance from the exploded planet on which Superman was born. This had originally caused Superman to lose his memory, and in another few hours, Marsh stated, he would be permanently disabled. But that afternoon, Batman and Robin traced their friend to the farmhouse, and after disposing of three of Latimer's henchmen, found Superman and Dr. Marsh in the cellar. After Batman knocked out the Nazi physician, Robin locked the kryptonite in its lead case, releasing Superman from the power of its rays. This restored to the Man of Steel his strength, but not his memory. And at that moment, Latimer and several of his armed hoodlums burst into the cellar. Robin gasped.
It looks like curtains for us, Batman.
But as we continue now, Superman, still wearing the baseball uniform of the Metropolis Titans, has stepped in front of Batman and Robin, who are backed against the wall. Latimer, halting a few paces away with his men, calls angrily to Superman. Listen.
Get out of the way, you!
No! You've got these fellows outnumbered 10-2. What's more, you're armed and they're not. I don't know who you are or who they are, but it isn't fair.
You say, kid, Mr. Latimer?
What'll we do, Mr. Latimer?
Yeah. Just stand back and keep them covered, man. Yeah. I'll take care of this myself.
He's moving toward the kryptonite.
Batman, we've got to keep him from opening the box.
I warn you two. Take one step toward me, and my men will finish you.
What'll we do, Batman? He'll have the kryptonite in a minute.
Quick, Robin. Grab hold of Superman's belt.
Watch them, Mr. Latimer.
Do as I say. Now, Superman, listen to me. Do you want to help us?
Why, yes, but why do you call me Superman?
Ah, my friends.
Batman, look, Latimer's got the kryptonite.
Superman, say, up and away. Then leap up.
Leap up?
Do
what
as
more?
I say, please, hurry.
Now, Superman, I'll take care of you. And then Batman and Robin.
Do what I told you, will you? Hurry or we'll all be done for.
Do it, Superman.
Now, Superman,
say,
you're through.
All right, I don't understand, but here goes. Up and away!
Leaping upward as Batman has instructed, Superman, with his two costumed friends clinging to his belt, zooms like a meteor, crashing through floors and ceilings and roof, and flashes up from the shattered farmhouse into the heavens like a mighty jet-propelled rocket. Higher, Superman zooms, and higher. Then, as Batman and Robin begin to turn blue and shake with cold, the pressure of the high altitude and the shock of rocket-like flight seems to explode a gigantic whirling pinwheel in the mind of the Man of Steel. For a moment, he gapes about him, looks down at the two costumed figures who cling to his belt. And then, slowly, the expression of stupefied amazement fades from his face, and he laughs aloud.
Superman, of course, that's who I am. Superman!
Swiftly, then, the joyful Man of Steel clasps his arms about his two shivering, nearly unconscious friends and plummets downward to a green, sun-bathed hill.
Batman, Robin, snap out of it.
I'm all right, I guess.
Well, Superman, you know us.
I've recovered my memory, Batman and Robin, thanks to you two.
Hallelujah, was that close. 1 second more and Latimer would have finished all of us.
You said it, Robin.
Great Scott, I forgot about Latimer. He's still got the kryptonite.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Up with you fellows. And back to that farmhouse. Up and away! Is the farmhouse, or what's left of it.
Great Lucifer. It's collapsed like a house of cards.
What happened?
When I went up through it from the cellar, I must have wrecked it. Latimer's gang are caught under the wreckage.
How about Latimer and Dr. Marsh?
And the kryptonite.
We'll find out in a moment. Stand back, you two. I'll have this mess cleared up in a moment. Away!
Christopher Columbus, look at him clean up that mess, Batman. Talk about your human steam shovel.
Yeah. Now, Robin, keep your fingers crossed that Latimer didn't get away with the kryptonite.
Robin, come here.
What's up, Superman?
Hey, look, Batman. He's found Latimer and Dr. Marsh.
Right, and the rest of the gang.
Are they alive?
Most of the gang are, I think, but Latimer and his Nazi partner look done for.
Uh-oh.
They're lucky at that. They'd have gotten the electric chair if they survived this.
Yes, either way, they were finished. Latimer wanted to be a Hitler in this country. Wanted to use his political power to discriminate against good Americans just because they attended a different church from his. Or because their skin happened to be a different color. Well, he finished up where Hitler did, and Mussolini, and all the other bigoted tyrants.
That's right, Superman.
Well, there's only one more thing to do before we get Inspector Henderson out here. Pick up that lead box, will you, Batman?
Oh, yes, yes, the kryptonite.
Well, what are you going to do with it, Superman?
I'll show you. Up into my arms, you two. There. Now, out to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Up and away! That box, please, Batman.
Here you are, Superman.
Thanks. Now, Bud Smith will pitch his last strikeout.
Wow, look at it go.
Goodbye, Kryptonite. Down to the bottom of the ocean with you, where you can never harm me again.
There it goes under.
And down to the bottom of the briny. Oh, boy, am I glad to see the last of that.
You and me both, Robin. You and me both.
Happily, Superman, Batman, and Robin watch the lead box containing the deadly kryptonite sink beneath the waves and out of Superman's life forever. A few hours later, once more in the business suit and spectacles of Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, Superman has arrived at the Daily Planet and entered the office of Perry White. For a startled moment, the gray-haired editor, Lois Lane, and cub reporter, Jimmy Olsen, who have been mourning the strange disappearance of their friend and colleague, stare at him in open-mouthed disbelief. As if they are beholding a ghost. And then with glad cries they fall upon him, wringing his hand, clapping his back, and firing a host of embarrassing questions.
Clark! Oh, Clark, I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you, Lois.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, I'm so glad I can hardly talk.
Easy,
Kent,
Jim, easy.
It really is you, isn't it?
Certainly is, Chief.
Well, come on, I'll start talking. Tell us all about it.
Yes, what happened to you after you disappeared from the ballpark the other night?
Yeah, and we're Superman.
Say, you really are that pitcher Bud Smith, aren't you?
Well, of course.
Listen, Clark. Gosh, Mr. Kent, how could you be such a great pitcher and home run hitter?
Well, I...
No, that's what bothers me. And, you play ball like Superman would.
Oh, now look.
Yes, Clark, you've got to make this clear.
What?
How could you pinch and hit as only Superman could?
Yeah. How, Mr. Kent? How could you do that?
For the moment, Clark Kent is speechless as, with the questioning stares of his friends full on his face, he thinks hard and fast for a way out of this uncomfortable spot. We'll know what happens in a moment, so keep listening.
Well, this is it. It's now or never. For the last time, I'll tell you how to go about getting your genuine GI money belt from Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. So get a pencil and paper ready and listen closely. This is a genuine money belt. It has three secret compartments to carry your money, identification papers, secret code, scout knife, and matches. Wonderful to take on hikes or when you go camping this summer. It has three pockets, one large and two smaller ones, concealed pockets. You see, there's a flap that folds over on the inside and keeps those pockets secret. This is the real thing, GI khaki color with a full-size buckle. It's adjustable so it'll fit you fine, and it's the genuine article. Now, GIs paid a dollar for theirs, but all you do is to mail 10 cents and one box stop from a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address to Superman. Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that, and it's the last time. Send one dime and one box stop from Kellogg's Pep, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't put it off, or you'll miss out. This is the very last day to get your genuine army belt with the three secret compartments. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue now, Clark Kent, just returned to the Daily Planet after being missing for some time, is in danger of revealing his true identity as his friends press him with embarrassing questions.
Tell us, Clark, how could you pitch and hit as only Superman could?
Yeah, how about that, Mr. Kent? How could you do that?
I can't explain. You see, I lost my memory about a month ago, and everything that happened during that time is a blank, you might say.
Now, wait a minute, Clark Kent.
I'm sorry, Lois.
But gee whiz, Mr. Kent.
Kent. Lost my memory, I tell you. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel rather strange again.
What?
You are?
Yes,
I'll take it easy, Kent. Here, lie down on my couch.
Oh, thank you, Chief.
Listen, Clark.
No more questions, Lois. No more questions. Don't you see the poor fellow's all in? You don't want him to get amnesia again, do you?
I was just going to ask him if he wanted a pillow. Do you, Clark?
No, thank you, Lois, but please don't ask me any more questions. It sort of makes my head spin.
Gosh, no wonder. After all you've been through.
Yes, poor chap.
You know, something tells me we'll never find out exactly what happened.
Well, maybe someday I'll be able to tell you, Lois, but not right now. Not for a long time, I'm afraid.
Chuckling to himself, Superman lies back on Perry White's couch and closes his eyes. The near exposure of his double identity averted, and the greatest threats of his life, the deadly kryptonite and Big George Latimer, gone forever. And so we leave Superman and all his friends, Batman and Robin, Perry White, Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and all the others, until September 29th, when they'll all be back with you in a new series of thrilling adventures. Remember the date, September 29th. Mark it on your calendar and be sure to join us again at that time, when we will bring you a new thrilling series of adventures with Superman. And now, here for a special word with you is Superman himself.
Yes, this is Superman, and that special word is vacation. Starting today, I'm off for a vacation until September 29th, when I'll be back on the air again for the same good sponsor. So, see you September 29th. Meanwhile, happy holidays.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and will be brought to you again beginning September 29th, every Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Vacation days, man, that's Crumbles weather. Extra playtime means that you need the energy a real whole wheat cereal can give you. So wrap yourself around a bowl full of Kellogg's Crumbles, those crinkly shreds of sweet and mellow-rich whole wheat, cool and fresh and breezy tasting in cool milk. A dish full of those Kellogg's Crumbles, sprinkled with ripe, red, chilled berries, and swimming to the brim in cool milk. Good? Why, terrific. You bet you're in for a prize dish with crisp, crunchy, crinkly Kellogg's Crumbles. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.